Time to talk Maine Black Bear football as we're joined by the head coach of the Bears, Nick Charlton. Nick, good afternoon to you.
Rich, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Congratulations on your first win as head coach. It was a pretty impressive effort on Friday night.
Thanks. I appreciate it. It went well.
Yeah, it sure did. Right out of the box, a great defensive stand on the opening possession, and then Ferg just moved him down the field as he did all night. I've seen a lot of Black Bear football. I don't know I've ever seen a performance as good and as absolutely razor sharp as Chris Ferguson was in the first half and a couple of snaps of the second half.
Yeah, he was pretty on it. I always tell him we'll say when it's really good, we'll say when it's not, and that was really good. That was one of the better executed games I've seen at quarterback in a while, and you know, he did it in a limited amount of time, but you know, that's fortunate because we only needed that amount of time to secure it. And there's plenty of things we can do better on both sides of the ball and on special teams, but it was definitely a bright spot to have Chris play really well.
And the running game looked good, too. A newcomer, Emmanuel Reed, with a couple of touchdowns. Fitzy looked good. And then Elijah Brooks got a chance to get some carries, and he was very productive for you, too.
Yeah, all three of them played well. You know, the one thing I thought that they all did well was pass protection as well, and that kind of goes unsung a little bit. It's not always in the stat sheet, but they did their job in a lot of different ways. Each of them got about 10 carries. They made the most of their carries overall, and we need to have some more explosive runs in the run game, but again, overall, I thought it was a pretty good night from our back.
Yeah, and none of that success running or passing is possible unless the offensive line does their job. How did you feel about their performance?
I was pleased overall. As a unit, I thought the five of them played pretty well together. There were some things we need to clean up. We only had one sack late, and Chris really didn't have much pressure throughout the night, which was great. In the run game, you know, our numbers were pretty solid, but there were some penalties mixed in there that we got to clean up. I think our personnel changes and some guys coming back from injury is going to help that. So we'll have a couple new guys out there this week, and we'll have probably some more depth as well. But I thought as a unit, they played pretty well.
On the defense things, for the most part, it was some shutdown defense for the Black Bears. No sacks, but I think that was very misleading because there was great pressure. Quarterback was running for his life most of the night.
Yeah, I think we can improve in pass rush overall, but at the same time, like, the ball's coming out, he's running around. That's a team that's pretty committed to the run game, and that takes away opportunities to go after the quarterback. So I would agree with you. I think that was a little deceiving, but there's definitely an area we can improve in. But overall, I mean, they set the tone. It was three straight three and outs. Guys were playing well. They were flying around. So anytime you hold an opponent to almost under 200 yards, and most of it came in the second half, you probably got a chance to win.
The other thing that I'm sure for a staff was great was the chance to get a lot of your number ones out of there and get some other guys, some important play, keeping people healthy, but also gaining some experience for the young guys.
Yeah, I mean, we played a lot of players, and anytime you can get your twos and your threes in, that's a good thing for your football team, and they need experience because it's got to be a next man up mentality no matter what position you play, and to get those guys out there in a real game is big.
Well, and we'll get to see that this week. The downside of the night was the loss of the outstanding linebacker, Deshaun Stevens. Is there any further word on him today?
Yeah, we're gonna have kind of an announcement here coming in the next day. We're just finishing up some evaluations and things like that. We're expecting him to be out right now, and it's definitely a loss. And you know, Deshaun is an outstanding person. He's a great football player, and we know that, but it's got to be a next man up mentality, like I'm saying, and we'll announce that here at some point, but I don't really have much more of a comment at this time.
All right, now you get ready for Georgia Southern, a trip to the FBS this week. They had a tough night against one of the best teams in all of college football, LSU. Can you learn a lot watching a game like that where they were clearly outmatched?
Yeah, you can. Last year, it reminds me a lot of the Western Kentucky game. They played Wisconsin beforehand. They got beat pretty good, and you know, people ask the same question. I think a lot of it's personnel, and then you can see schematically what they're trying to do. And anytime it's a new opponent, you know, we haven't played them in a long time, you know, since I've been here, I think you can gain a lot from no matter what the game is. And the ones were in there for a long time during that game as well. Of course, LSU is a really, really good football team and the elite team, and there's certainly things you can take away from that, but we got a good sense of who they are, and we have film from last year as well. We've been evaluating.
Their quarterback, Wirtz, got dinged up. No word yet on whether he'll be back this week. But regardless of who's out there as quarterback, what's the key for your defense in stopping that option?
We got to stop the run. And anytime you're playing option football, it's all about discipline, having disciplined eyes, and knowing your assignment. You know, people call it assignment football. I got my job. I got to do it. And if you try to do something else, then pretty quick that option can get away from you. So we got to be really disciplined, really sound on defense, and we got to tackle really well. And then on the flip side, you know, we got to be able to move the ball. And anytime you're playing an FBS opponent, you probably got to score some points. So we need to do a nice job and develop a really good plan here in the next couple of days.
Georgia Southern has canceled classes for Tuesday and Wednesday as a Hurricane Dorian gets set to hit that area. Has there been any discussion about possibly moving the game, depending on what happens with the storm?
There's been a little discussion. We are planning on playing that game. And we've talked to their administration. I spoke to Ken Ralph, our AD. We are planning on playing that game down there. There's a chance if things get bad, we have to potentially move to Mercer, which is nearby down there, but everyone is planning on playing the game, and most importantly, they are. So that's usually what hangs you up when you deal with these type of situations. Mm. So, you know, of course, it's about people's safety and making sure, you know, we can even have the chance to play a game, but we are planning on playing one.
All right, that sounds good. Well, Nick, we wish you a good week of practice. Congratulations on that first win. On to the next down at Georgia Southern or Mercer or wherever we end up going.
I'll be there, so sounds good.
All right. Thanks a lot, Nick. We'll see you soon. Nick Charlton, Maine Black Bear football coach. Your Black Bear Report's brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the home of the official financial advisor, I should say. How about the home of the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears? Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And by Sea Dog Brewing Company, the home of the Black Bear Coaches shows on Front Street in Bangor.